I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. In a news conference, Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio said New York City is facing an unprecedented situation in the history of the city.
We've never had all of our labor contracts unresolved simultaneously. We have never faced the fiscal stress created by having our entire workforce in a situation in which the contracts are not finished and completed.
De Blasio appointed Dean Fulahan as New York City's next budget director. Fulahan served more than three decades in top posts for the State Assembly, including chief fiscal and policy advisor to the Assembly leadership. De Blasio said many times when New York City interests were confronted, when the most vulnerable were under attack by Albany, it was Dean Fulahan who held the line and brought private and public sectors together. The new budget director was the principal staff negotiator on the $130 billion state budget in 2011. His latest job is executive director of SUNY's Nanotechnology Innovation Institute.
I look very much forward to fighting for New York City again, putting my Albany experience to use in passing a tax on the wealthiest New Yorkers to transform our schools, putting strategic investments that create good jobs and career paths at the center of our agenda, making sure that we resolve labor contracts in a way that respects our city's workforce and protects the taxpayer.
The mayor-elect took aim when questioned about Mayor Bloomberg's suggestions for balancing a budget.
I can't help but note that we are starting today's discussion with an acknowledgement of the fact that every labor contract is open in New York City. That's never happened before, that no previous mayor ever let that happen. We're talking about a lot of different mayors, a lot of different ideologies and approaches, but no mayor ever let that happen before. So I would caution, as much as I appreciate Mayor Bloomberg's advice, I would caution that one should be careful about giving advice from that perspective.
And what about the next city council speaker? De Blasio's calls to council members and his closeness to Melissa Mark Viverito.
I respect the fact that the council members make this decision. I can offer my own observations, but they make this decision. I, as I think is well known, I know and like and respect Melissa greatly, but this is a decision the council members make.
Mark Viverito says she's the progressive candidate and has a track record of accomplishment and success.
And my vision to lead the city council is one that's going to lead us in that direction. It's going to be an inclusive body, much more open, transparent, democratic. I support a whole host of reforms that have been adopted or at least embraced by about 31 colleagues. So there's a lot of work that we need to get done. We clearly have had a mandate in this past election cycle of wanting a more progressive vision for our city that is more inclusive of everyone, that people not be left behind, that we look at our educational policy, our housing policies, and be much more expansive. And so I think that that's the track record that I've had in the past 8 years in the council, and leading the council, that's the direction that I would go in, and making sure that my colleagues are co-partners with me as we move forward in really adopting a budget and passing laws and legislation that is going to be inclusive.
So what about those who say that you are too close to de Blasio?
I think if anybody that knows me knows that I am quite independent. I am very aligned philosophically with what the mayor has laid out in his campaign, and which again, with six candidates running, he was still able to avoid a runoff, and I was one of the early supporters. So clearly I'm aligned with the vision that he's laid out and which has been embraced by the electorate. So with that, we're going to be close working allies without a doubt. But I've also been able to express a difference of opinion. I have a legislative body, 50 other colleagues, that I want them to be co-partners with me. So if we decide that we want to take a different direction on any sort of policy, then we will engage in that conversation amicably and respectfully with the mayor.
Dan Garodnick is seen as her main rival in the bid for city council speaker, but with the Progressive Caucus and the Brooklyn Democratic Bloc behind Mark Viverito, it appears she has at least 30 votes, which is a clear majority of the 51-member council. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.